This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're all back together again. Good morning, B. Mitch. How do you do, sir?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Good to be back. Obviously, a major, major weekend for the Burgundy and Gold, man. It's something you and I talked about all last week. It got to the point in Indy where I expected it to happen. Sure enough, Saturday night, I'm out to dinner with my wife, and bang. Washington trades for Debo Samuel.
Fifth round pick.
To me, this is an easy home run.
Yeah, you had to do it.
The best analogy I could come up with is they get a chance to take a really good looking woman on a date, and all they got to pay for is happy hour, like a pitcher of beer and some buffalo wings. Like, you don't have to go to the 5-star restaurant for this date.
Yeah. I mean,
the whole thing may happen.
When they make moves, and every time we talked about it, we said, for the right price, you know? And I think that was a damn good price. You have to figure it out like that, so I think it was a damn good price.
Yeah, man. Now, listen, I feel like the fan base, and we're going to open the phone lines up kind of off the top here to let everybody react because it's obviously major news. I feel like the fan base is generally all in on this thing. I do think is there room for skepticism? Sure. But, like, if you're skeptical because you think Debo's coming off a down season in which he went over 800 yards from scrimmage, averaged almost 9 yards per touch, he would have been Washington's second leading receiver last year.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a down season. And, frankly, I think it was down not just for Debo,
I think
but the whole
team
Niners
was down.
Team. Right.
And they started to get a lot of injuries and things like that happen. But he is a talent. And when you go out there and you get a talent, let's say somebody had a NASCAR, okay? And only thing was wrong with the car really was spark plug, but you know the idiot that had it didn't understand that. So he sells it to you for very, very cheap. You take it to a reputable mechanic, they go, man, your spark plugs are just bad.
Sure.
You change them up, but you only paid him like a fifth round pick for it.
Right.
Okay? He goes out there, you put the spark plug in the thing, and boom, you get the effectiveness that it always has been. You don't give a damn about what happened before. You care about what's happening now. Well, and I think that's the way that this team is looking with him, Lattimore, bam. I want to say McLemore for some reason. Thinking about rapping in damn Seattle. But Lattimore, if they now get these guys in their system under Dan's tutelage and how he works with it, and you get the best out of them, it's home run. And if you don't, you didn't spend a lot for it.
Dude,
think about that.
That's the thing. Like, in your car analogy, okay, well, maybe it cost you a new spark plug, but it didn't cost you a new car, yeah. Right? So I think there's nobody, maybe not nobody, but I think there's few people better positioned to know Debo Samuel the dude and Debo Samuel the fit in the locker room than Adam Peters.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge part of this. The fact that they didn't have to rework the contract, it just, he's going to get paid, but Washington not having to guarantee extra years, any of that, you're getting this dude pretty fired up. You know, I think...
I've seen a lot of interviews where he had been talking about Jaden during the season. Where he
is, you see Jaden's reaction?
He was excited. He's excited to come here. He already was talking about how good he was, how the kid was so cool and under the control. Hell, you don't think when they went to him and said, we're going to trade you to Washington, he was like, all right. It wasn't like he tried to fight it. You
right.
know? He's thrilled about it. And I think, you know, Toby and I on Friday, both of us were like, look, and a lot of callers, if Adam Peters decides to do it, we'll go with it. Because he seems to be hitting home runs when he tries stuff.
I think if you are skeptical because he's 29, I think that's a little silly. He's not 39, he's 29.
Yeah.
If you're skeptical because last year was a down year, he's 2 years removed. The 23 season, he had over 1,100 yards and 12 touchdowns on a Niners team that lost in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I think his role changed fairly significantly when San Fran traded for Christian McCaffrey, and I think he was able to adapt with that. I think this past season, nothing really went well out there, and I don't believe he is causation nor correlation. I think it was just a good team had a down season. His numbers would have looked really good for what Washington had. From a receiver standpoint, only Terry McLaurin had more receiving yards than Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
From a skill position standpoint, Deebo Samuel would have been third in production from scrimmage. It would have been Terry, then B-Rob, then Deebo. Terry went for over 1,000 yards from scrimmage. He was the only dude on Washington that did that. B-Rob had 958 rushing yards. And then Jaden was actually the third most productive back from scrimmage. He had 891 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, Eckler missed a bunch of time and finished with 730 yards from scrimmage. I wonder what Eckler's numbers would have looked like with a full season.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at this point with Eckler, you can't really expect full seasons. I think you expect 12, 13 games.
The concussion thing shows up.
It's scary, man.
And that gets scary because you don't know. And I always say what it was in the past was a spine. Someone said they had a spine injury. You couldn't do a damn thing about it. You had to figure something out. So I don't. So now when you have a concussion, let's be real. Even the people that talk about concussion, they don't know everything about a damn concussion.
Dude,
one guy gets it, he's back this next week. Other guy gets it, he's out for 8 weeks. You don't know. And the guy that's out for 8 weeks, his looked like it was a graze. The guy out for 1 week, you can see he got his tail walloped. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you don't know. So you cannot sit up there and once that starts and they have multiple ones. Problem.
I think, okay, so the skepticism age, I think it's too early, right? And I'll allow that, you know, it's entirely possible Washington is never going to see 2021 Deebo when he went for almost 1,800 yards and 14 touchdowns. Like, you're probably not going to get that guy. He was 25.
You never know, though.
Sure, but like, if you get 23 Deebo, that's really good. Honestly, if you get the 2 years in between, he averages 830 yards from scrimmage and 5 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
You know how valuable that would have been in Washington's offense?
Mm-hmm.
I like, some of it, I think, is also the scheme fit of all this. I want to be clear that I'm not knocking any of the players that Washington had last year because they were a top 10, top 5 offense in nearly every metric, right?
Mm-hmm.
They did a hell of a job. But, like, I don't think you have to check Pro Football Focus or call Mike Lombardi. Would you rather throw a tunnel screen to Olamide Zaccheaus or to Deebo Samuel?
I'm going with Deebo.
Yeah, like, he's all the stuff. I think the scheme fit.
I think the way this offense is ran.
Yeah, so much stuff at the line of scrimmage.
He fits what Cliff runs. And I think Zaccheaus can still be a part of this receiving core.
I don't think getting rid of bringing Deebo in precludes any of Zaccheaus, Noah Brown, and De'Ami Brown are all free agents. I don't think Debo's arrival necessarily means anyone's departing.
Yeah. I think what you did, you brought in a playmaker.
Yeah.
And that takes some pressure off of Terry or allows Terry to get more one-on-ones. Okay? And we already know what he does to people in one-on-one. He starts chomping at the bit.
There's so much underneath stuff that Washington didn't struggle with, but that could be better. And I think Debo makes that stuff a lot better. And I'm fascinated to see kind of how this goes. And I think Washington fans should be absolutely fired up. We're going to open the phone lines up here in a few minutes. Now, the other skeptical point is people get concerned about the amount of time missed. Straight up games missed is really not that big of a deal with Debo. He's missed 4 games over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He played 15 games in 23, played 15 games in 24. Now, I don't know if you'll agree with me on this, B. He also missed none of the playoff games, I would add. But I think because of Debo Samuel's name in fantasy circles, because he can be such an electric fantasy player, and the fantasy world is obsessed with injury news week to week, right? And then day to day. And then Debo's on the injury report a lot. He's limited. He didn't practice on Wednesday, whatever that is, right?
And well, we know a lot of people don't practice, and I think that's a thing that Dan does. He takes care of people. He gets them to the game. That's most important.
And it's a lot of different ailments with Debo. Like, I'm not suggesting that he isn't on the injury report frequently, because he is, but he only missed 2 games last year. Mm-hmm. Like, if you polled people and asked them, like, you know, how much time do you think Debo missed last season? I think a lot of them would say, oh, he must have only played 10 games or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as extreme as it sounds. And if you go through the game logs, it was kind of sporadic, his usage. But, like, the Niners were just sporadic last year. I don't equate it to Debo. Week 2 against the Vikings, he went 8 for 110. And then he was inactive against the Rams. Week 4, 3 for 58. Then it's against
the Cardinals. Almost 20 a carry, 20 a touch.
Well, I'm not even talking about the rushing stuff. There's rushing yards.
I'm saying that's 20 per, almost.
Right. Week 1, he has a touchdown. Week 2, he goes for 110. Then he misses the Rams game. You go Arizona, week 5, 1 catch for 11 yards. You're like, all right, well, maybe he's hurt there. The following week in Seattle, 3 catches, 102 yards, touchdown, another 15 yards on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's all over the place, but I don't know that it's directly attributable to him or the offense or just a team that was trying to figure it out. His next highest receiving total came week 16 against the Dolphins, where he went for 96 and another 25 on the ground.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know what it looks like to me?
Mm-hmm.
I think Terry McLaurin is such a skilled wide receiver. He runs great routes.
Mm-hmm.
He can high point a ball. He can win with his hands. Like he is at the wide receiver position, he is about as pure as it gets.
Yeah.
Debo ain't that. This is a different dude.
Yeah.
And I think it's a different dude combined with Terry that gives Cliff and Jaden a ton of options.
He's the guy that could do multiple things. He could play different things for you, but you got to be careful with, like I said the other day, I think it was with you maybe on Thursday. Can't run him inside the tackles too many times.
Sure.
Because Debo's mindset is Eddie George. You know what I'm saying? Bettis. But his body type is not that. So you got to be careful with him. Getting him on the edges and getting him one-on-one with some people, he has a distinct advantage in those situations. And you do that. But running him inside the tackles, nah. You don't want to do that too many times.
Yeah, man.
Now, if you could catch him on a third down where they spread out and they got one linebacker and they got only four people on the line and you spread him out, boom, and he gets one of those gaps, yes, you could try that. But to just slam him in there a lot of times, like 49ers began to do, because they needed to. They were in desperate situations when most of their running backs kept going down.
I think this one is really, really helpful to an offense that just – every offense, you just want more playmakers. You know what I mean? Like, when you're on the field, you just want your quarterback to have as many options for guys that can make big plays throughout the year. And I think Debo does that. I also think it was funny. Dan Quinn at the Combine was asked about, like, what he looks for in skill position players. And he talked about violence and running everything aggressively. And I just thought the way he was describing it just further cemented in my mind that I thought they were going to get Debo.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, when you talk violence about a wide receiver, I'd say Debo or maybe A.J. Brown are like the first guys you think of, you know?
I got a text from a guy who played in the league, okay? Right. And he said, man, Debo would be a lot better in the commander system. Pass-oriented offense. It would showcase his ability to be a playmaker and he can oppose his will with his physicality, bubble screens, speed sweeps. There's not a DB in the league that wanted to tackle him one-on-one. The 49 system was run first. This is pass first offense, you know, and he's going to be able to do a lot. And I believe that. You know, I think when the 49ers would run him because, you know, he had the physicality, but he doesn't need to run the ball like that.
Mm-mm.
Run your damn running backs.
Well, they were keeping the other one healthy.
Get him in those one-on-one situations, a la Andy Reid.
Right.
Andy Reid, Pacheco, it runs hard. But what does he do with him a lot? Get him on the flats. Get him out on the bubbles. Get him out there where he got a one-on-one with a defensive back, and they don't want to deal with that. We watch defensive backs these days. They don't want to hit anymore.
I also think Debo's really good against zone, and I think because of Jaden's ability to take off with his legs, mm-hmm. Washington sees a lot of zone, and I think the element you need to me is you still need a speed guy, like a true deep threat, and maybe that's bringing Diami back. Maybe mm-hmm. that's drafting. Maybe there's somebody else out there. But, like, if you're seeing a bunch of zone and Debo could just carve up those underneath spots,
mm-hmm.
I do think they're going to bring Ertz back. That's just a gut. I don't know. Ertz wants to be back. Ertz and Cliff are very close. Clearly, things went well with Ertz and Jaden, especially.
You know what the reason you bring him back? Because he could play still.
Sure.
He balled last year.
I don't think that's that complicated.
Yeah, I don't care if he's cool with anybody, as long as he can play, that's what I take.
If you have Ertz, who's just able to find those little soft slots, mm-hmm. and then you have Debo, who, when he gets the ball in his hands, DBs don't want
to
deal with
that. Oh, he turns up ready to go. He turns up angry.
I think the other part of it is Noah Brown, I think, really gave them an element that they loved. I think this will get, like, fans are overly dismissive of this. Debo is a dog-ass blocker.
Yeah.
And Dan Quinn, like, that's what they want from their organization, is that our biggest names are still doing all the little things right.
Hell yeah.
And Debo brings you that, man. And enough. I mean, I think we've made it pretty clear. I think it's a great move. I think there's really low cost on this thing. For everybody that's going to call in and be like, well, what are they doing next? They're not allowed to do anything until next week, dude.
Yeah.
Debo was available because he asked for permission to make a trade. Now, maybe John Allen gets traded. We'll find that out, right? I think there are NFC North teams interested in John Allen, but I don't think it's going to net you much. Maybe you get your fifth back. Maybe it's John and a six. You get a fifth back, but I wouldn't be too wildly enthused about what the draft pick compensation is going to be. Let's open these phone lines up. Deebo Samuel, Washington Commander. It is important to point out that it's pending a physical. So if there's anything really wrong, they're going to find it. Deebo Samuel, Washington Commander, 800-636-1067. Gary Clark's going to join us at 11. Gary Clark knows a thing or two about having a great receiving core. Matt Maiocco from San Francisco at noon, talking about what Washington's getting with Deebo. John Walton, Caps play-by-play, joins us at 1 o'clock. Busy, busy day. Phone lines open now. 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.